This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1676. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 3rd, Argentina, Azerbaijan, Benin, Bolivia, Brazil, Cambodia, Chile, Dominican Republic, Egypt, Germany, Greece, Grenada, Indonesia, Iran, Kuwait, Malaysia, Myanmar, Newfoundland, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, South Carolina, Taiwan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In the Condicionalist, Marcelo Coraccioni in Argentina says there is a new X-band station there. Most or all of those are actually pirates, replacing another one. On 1650 kilohertz is now heard Radio El Mensajero, the messenger, which is a religious station, replacing Radio Guarani AME, both at Partido de la Matanza in Buenos Aires province. And it is possible to DX these intercontinentally on a DX expedition to the Nova Scotia coast. Neil Wolfish and Ken Alexander heard on 1670 Radio Rubi, RUBI, also in La Matanza, Buenos Aires, May 26th at 0200, although it was underneath the Canadian CJEU. That's as reported to the National Radio Club. Last week, we had a report that Voice of Justice had suspended its shortwave broadcast from Azerbaijan, but wouldn't you know it, they soon resumed, according to Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. It was heard again Friday, June 28th at 1400 on 9677.8, but horrible modulation, the audio breaking up. It's believed to be scheduled on Tuesdays and Fridays with 10 kilowatts non-directional. And another medium wave tip from Tim Tromp in West Michigan, reporting to ABDX. Transworld Radio Benin was putting in a good signal. July 3rd at 0327 on 1566 kilohertz. He says the best I've ever heard them. And the carrier was heard as far west as Seattle by Bruce Portzer at 0445, he says in IRCA. On July 2nd and 3rd, I was hearing what must have been the Radio Fides in Bolivia on 6155, actually just a few decahertz below that frequency, around 0100 UT. Helps to separate it or distinguish it from All India Radio. In Urdu, the only other thing scheduled on that frequency at that time. Also around 0100 UT, I've been monitoring 4915 for Brazil. Sometimes there's an outstanding signal from Radio Daqui with frequent IDs. Other times there's no signal at all, so it apparently is operating on an irregular basis, but it certainly pays to keep checking. There's been lots of press about Cambodia banning foreign broadcasts being relayed in that country because of the upcoming election there on July 28th, leading to condemnations by the Broadcasting Board of Governors from the U.S. This was toward the end of June, but a few days later they relented and allowed the relays to resume. Nevertheless, a target, if not clandestine, broadcast for Cambodia added another hour, according to Ivo Ivanov and Alakesh Gupta, Khmer Post Radio, which is already broadcasting at 12 to 13 UT via Palau on 9960, aimed due west. Starting July 2nd, they've added a second hour, 2 hours earlier on the same frequency at 10 to 11 UT. Thanks to Hans-Jürg Biener, Kai Ludwig, Mike Cooper, and Mike Terry for sending out news about the relays being banned and reinstated in Cambodia. Claudio Galas in Chile forwarded news to the Condicionalist in advance about an upcoming test from a new shortwave station in Chile on 7215 LSB, June 29th at 0300, and he did hear it on the air, although we could not hear it way up here. It's RCW Radio Compañía Worldwide. It claims to be legitimate, but we're pretty sure it's a pirate. Although it's not much further than Cuba and closer than Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic medium wave stations are rarely reported from North America. So it's notable that Brett Saylor in Pennsylvania heard one, HIJB in Santo Domingo on 830 kilohertz, June 6th at 0400, signing off with their national anthem, as reported to the National Radio Club. It's a relatively small country, but there are lots of medium wave stations in the Dominican Republic. In fact, up to four on a single frequency. The Dominican Republic is also one of few countries licensing X-band stations. One of those was reported from the Nova Scotia coast by Neil Wolfish and Ken Alexander on 1680 HISV Radio Senda in San Pedro de Macorís, May 26th at 0204 with an ID. Of course, you still have to get past domestic stations such as WTTM. Shortwave listeners might want to hear about the turmoil in Egypt direct from Radio Cairo. The trouble is, under the best of circumstances and under regime after regime, they have a problem. Although the transmissions usually stay on the air no matter who may be in control, the modulation is pitiful, ranging from none at all to barely to so strong it's distorted and unreadable. This applies to most of their English as well as Arabic and other language broadcasts. If you still want to try to hear Cairo in English, the main broadcasts aimed toward Western Europe and North America, one sesquihour each, are as follows. At 2115 on 11890, 2300 on 9965, and 0200 on 9720. The other English broadcasts aimed to Asia and Africa are at 1215 to 1330 on 17870, 16 to 18 on 15345, and 19 to 2030 on 15290. The Hamburger Local Radio tests I mentioned last week, including World of Radio on 15785, did not occur on Sunday, June 30th due to technical problems, but they still hope to carry out further tests on the previously announced schedule on the remaining Sundays in July. And they also got it on the air Wednesday, July 3rd, between 16 and 20 UT, including World of Radio at 16:30, says Dave Kenny in the British DX Club. The no longer authorized ERT in Greece continues shortwave broadcasts on its usual frequencies, most of the time, but not always, at the previously scheduled times. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports to Australian DX News they'd also heard Greek radio on 14900, a strong signal, at 0850 UT, June 19th, the second harmonic of 7450. He was also hearing them on 6210, which is also an unintentional frequency, the difference between 15630 and 9420, all of which were heard. Alan Willey in Newfoundland, who has a certain geographical advantage, reports hearing his 99th country on an ultralight radio. Furthermore, it's on the same frequency as CBG in Gander, Newfoundland. It's Harbor Light of the Windwards in Carriacou, Grenada, 1400 kilohertz, July 2nd at 0100 with religious programming in English, which he could match with their web feed. Ron Howard in California reports that RRI Ternate Indonesia was back on the air with one of their infrequent broadcasts, July 1st, heard between 1201 and 1327 on 3344.86. There were long segments of chatting and no Jakarta news relay at 1201 as on other stations, but they did have a familiar RRI jingle. But on July 2nd, it was off the air after being back on the air for only one day. July 3rd, back again with a Jakarta news relay at 1202, parallel to Makassar and Palangkaraya. But they did not carry the complete news. They were no longer parallel by 1227, but still audible at 1318 UT. The external service, Voice of Indonesia, on 9526- had apparently been off the air since last heard on June 17th, according to Atsunori Ishida's website. But they finally came back on June 30th, as heard by Koji Hashimoto in Japan during the Japanese hour, until 12:58. on 9525.89, and also heard the same day a few minutes later by Ron Howard in California in English at 1303 when he put it on 9525.88. Here in deep North America, the signal is so poor that we're lucky to detect even a carrier. Ivo Ivanov, DX Remix News, reports special broadcast from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran for Ramadan. Yes, it's almost here, starting July 9th until August 8th, when many other countries in the Islamic world will expand their broadcasts overnight. In this case, for the pre-sunrise feast period in certain areas. Here's the additional schedule. All 500 kilowatts from different sites in Iran. At 19:30 to 23:27, 5945 via Awaz in Azeri. 22:30 to midnight 27 on 5990 via Kamalabad in Tajik. 2300 to midnight 27 on 7325 via Sirjan in Kurdish. 2330 to 0327 on 7405 via Sirjan in Azeri. At midnight 30 to 0127 on 9730 via Sirjan in Turkish. Bruce Portzer in Seattle says he received an attractive full-data QSL certificate from Radio Kuwait almost a year after his July 2012 report. They must be getting caught up on their QSL backlog because he received another one 2 weeks apart from the head of the frequency propagation section for a more recent report of April this year. In the mayor tip sheet, Ken Zicke also received his QSL from Kuwait 11 months after he sent it, partially delayed because the post office sent it to Israel by mistake and it had to be remailed. And they made some mistakes in filling out his name, as well as misstating the date and time of reception. Anyhow, as Harold Froge would say, definite proof that letters were exchanged. Both these concern the English broadcast at 18 to 21 on 15540. Ron Howard in California has been enjoying hearing the annual Quran International Level Recitation Competition from Malaysia, carried on 9835 and 5964.7, both June 30th at 1413 to 1433 and July 1st at 1314. They have 10-minute segments of people from different countries reciting from the Quran, and this may continue for more days or weeks. Contrary to last week's report of Tazin Radio, Myanmar on the new frequency of 6165 between 0930 and 1500. Ron Howard in California was trying to hear it on June 28th, but clearly it was not on the air. Instead, he was hearing on that frequency CNR6 from China at 1230, mixing with Voice of Vietnam number 4 underneath, playing some indigenous music, which might confuse people into thinking they are hearing Myanmar. That signed off at its scheduled time of 1400, leaving CNR6 in the clear. And again, nothing but China at 1430 instead of English from Myanmar. However, Ron is hearing Myanmar radio on another frequency, now in the air long past their previously scheduled sign-off. It's 60 hertz above 7200. June 28th, it was on until 1431 UT. And on July 1st, it was still going past 1440. They play their indigenous theme music at 1430, followed by apparently their distance learning service with a lecture in vernacular. This is the midway point of World of Radio number 1676. No thanks this week for financial support, since nothing new has been received, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or via check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. However, we receive valuable financial support, in effect, by the many stations which voluntarily broadcast this program. Let us thank them profusely. You may read much more about all the items I mentioned, plus many, many more I never have time for, In the new issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which this edition is based, number 13-27 at worldofradio.org. Most of Newfoundland and Labrador will lose over-the-air television at the end of July, says Doug Smith in VHF-UHF Digest of the WTFDA. CBC closed their analog transmitters last summer. On July 31st, NTV will close their analogs. No other stations exist in most of the province. They've converted their transmitters in St. John's to digital, which continue to operate. He says, I believe the Aboriginal People's Television Network continues its analog transmitters in Labrador, including CHTG-TV in Goose Bay, and five very low-powered transmitters on channels 12 and 13. Even when propagation seems to be favorable, I have not heard the voice of Nigeria in quite a while during their 0500 to 07 UT English broadcast on 15120. That's in the analog mode from the old Ikorodu site. DX Remix News in Bulgaria thinks that all the transmissions from that site are not active at present. 15120 is in use for DRM in English at 18 to 20 UT from the new site at Abuja. And we sometimes hear that noise around that frequency, especially with the BFO turned on. The remaining English broadcast, which appears to be active, which is in analog via Abuja, is all the way from 09 to 15 UT on 9690, although it hardly propagates to North America, and not to be confused with All India Radio for the final sesquihour. Ron Howard, who reported NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea last week as reactivated after a long time on 3325, continued to be heard most days, except it was missing on June 30th, but returned on July 1st. Ron also observes the cutoff times, rather than sign-off times, of several PNG stations. Apparently they're controlled by timers without regard to what programming is actually in progress. On June 29th, he heard 3260 Madang cutting off at 12:12 and 31 seconds, although it was off the air completely the day before. Bougainville 3325 went off at 13:03:21. East New Britain on 3385 cut off at 34 seconds past 1200 UT, while NBC Sundown 40 hertz below 3205 went off at 1411. That last one was on June 30th. As always, filed under South Carolina non-information about the Overcomer Ministry, Brother Stair. Ivo Ivanov noted a test from an NID hidden transmitter site July 1st at 11 to 12 UT. Where could it be on 15445? Earlier, we mentioned Myanmar using 7200. That's really a no-person's-land frequency, the edge between the amateur and broadcast bands, which ought to be avoided by both services. But now there is a second broadcaster on 7200, Sound of Hope, says DX Remix News, for the hour at 22 UT via Taiwan 100 kilowatts, replacing 7105, which was even worse, definitely within the 40-meter handband. Sound of Hope has been upset about Taiwan demolishing some of its old transmitter sites, which were used to broadcast Sound of Hope into the mainland. Reports in the Epoch Times say Taiwan tears down antennae carrying uncensored news to China. They call it the substation in Tianma, T-I-A-N-M-A, with 20 antennas in a circle. They even persuaded some U.S. congressmen to file objections with the Taiwan government about this. Thanks to Alakesh Gupta for sending that on to the DX South Asia Yahoo group. On the Radio Taiwan International website, I found this. Sound of Hope radio comments are untrue. That's according to Taiwan's representative office in the U.S. Of course, there cannot be an embassy. Sound of Hope is headquartered in San Francisco, founded by supporters of the controversial Falun Gong. It has entrusted state-funded Radio Taiwan International to broadcast shortwave programs to China. But on July 1st, RTI began demolishing towers at two substations in the southern cities of Tainan and Hubei. RTI said that the demolition is part of an effort to enhance the station's efficiency, and that despite the demolition, it would continue its shortwave broadcasts on behalf of clients. In any event, broadcasts of Radio Taiwan International itself have been considerably curtailed, not only from Taiwan, but of course, relays abroad, notably WIFR, since that station did indeed close down forever at the end of June, about which more later. Richard Lemke sends on the updated Radio Taiwan International English schedule, showing the following broadcasts remain, and the sites have been added by Wolfgang Büschel to China at 16 to 17 UT on 6180. It's not clear which Taiwan site this is. To Europe at 18 to 19 on 6155 via France. Philippines at 11 to 12 on medium wave 1359 from Taiwan. To Africa at 17 to 18 on 15690 via France. To South Asia at 16 to 17 on 15485 via France. To Southeast Asia at 03 to 04 on 15320 from the Paocheng site in Taiwan, and at 11 to 12 on 7445 also from Paocheng. It looks like the French relays might be our best bet for still being able to hear RTI in English in North America. I checked before and after 17 UT, however, and could hear them neither on 15485 nor 15690, except for a just barely audible carrier. Now to VLF, 60 kilohertz. In the British GX Club, Nick Rank says that MSF, the time signal transmitter in Cumbria, is off the air all week from July 1st to 5th. However, from July 6th to 18th, they are off during the day but return overnight. Details at www.npl.co.uk. He says, after nearly 2 days without a signal, several of my MSF digital clocks are all reading a few seconds off, and none of them agree. Of course, while this transmitter is off, Europeans have a chance to hear WWVB from Colorado, which still has extremely accurate time signals, but I suppose they may not work to set European clocks like MSF does. Nick also says that the naval station at the same site in Cumbria, GBZ, is also silent on 19.6 kHz, so we might hear Australia on 19.8. It so happens that WWVB is celebrating its 50th anniversary on the air, and there was a nice article about it in Wired.com under the Wired Science section, say Mike Terry and Ray Robinson. In the UDXF group, Richard Dillman of the Maritime Radio Historical Society and KSM says a highly reliable source states that Globe Wireless will officially end HF June 30th, although it might dribble on for a little while after that. Niels Schiffhauer in Germany replies, Globe Wireless website has no trace about closing down HF. What will 4,000 ships do now with their proprietary hard and software? From my humble monitoring, I noted only a few real traffics in the last weeks, mostly channel markers. And despite good conditions, no GW signals from South Africa or Bolivia were heard. Mike Cooper forwards some commentary from BBG Watch, some brief excerpts. VOA and IBB executives have destroyed VOA English radio and any other form of substantive news origination. They now claim they are champions of new digital media. They are not. They are champions of bad management and bureaucracy. These statistics are staggering by how much Russia Today beats VOA English news in social media. RT has 921,000 YouTube subscribers and over 1 billion views. VOA English has only 24,000 subscribers and 27 million views. Both joined YouTube within 1 year of each other in 2007 and 8. Facebook scores also vastly favor Russia Today English over VOA. RT with 949,000 likes to VOA's 355,000. received too late for me to mention last week, news from Ray Robinson at KVOH that the Los Angeles station, which had been off the air for about 3 years, would carry out a test on Saturday, June 29th, back on its old frequency, 17775. A two-hour broadcast at 19 to 21 UT. And indeed it did. We heard it well, although not a super signal, not enough to overcome the noise level here, and it was a very poor day for propagation. Some listeners in Northeast America could not hear it or could only barely hear it, and the same goes for deep South America. At only single-hop distance, although off the side, Harold Sellers and Walt Salmaneve in British Columbia apparently heard it about as well as I did, close to their beam angle of 100 degrees. No doubt there will be further tests in the daytime on 17775 and at night on 9975. On WTWW2 on 9930, World of Radio has usually been appearing Saturdays and Sundays around 2329 UT on 9930. However, on June 29th, it was half an hour later after the frequency change to 5085. So be sure to check both. Furthermore, we happen to show up Tuesday at 2330 on 9930. Due to programming changes on WBCQ, from next week, World of Radio will be changing time on Area 51, 5110. UT Saturdays at 0200, instead of a variable time around 0130. So World of Radio will be followed by the Grateful Dead Music Hour starting at 0230. Many of us were tuned to 6115 for the end of an era, the last few minutes of WYFR. UT July 1st until 0300. They were playing Onward Christian Soldiers, Battle Hymn of the Republic, with some Bible verses, but not by Harold Camping. After a minute of silence, the final rebroadcast of Radio Taiwan International followed until 0400, when there was one final WYFR ID, and the carrier went off forever. We heard neither station say one word about these being their final broadcasts. Finally, I've run across a program I can recommend on WWCR. It's the Talking Machine Show. I'm not sure when it started, but it's hosted by Phil Patton for a half an hour with four different airings. Actually, it seems to be mostly music from old wax cylinders from the early 1900s. Here are the times and frequencies: Saturdays at 10 UT on 4840, at 1430 on 15825, Saturday at 2300 on 9350 with an excellent signal here, and also UT Monday at 0400 on 4840. By the way, we expected WWCR to glom onto 6115 as soon as WYFR abandoned it, but they did not, instead stayed on 6875. But WWCR does have dibs on it and will probably use it later. The propagation outlook from Boulder: ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 on July 4th and 18th to 20th, 18 and 4 on the 21st. Solar flux dipping to 95 on July 6th and peaking at 130 July 17th to 19th. Geomagnetic field, mostly quiet July 6th to 16th and 22nd to 27th, unsettled to active July 17th to 21st. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1676.